this for the place of where you get in your car fast. This a hymn for the homeless at heart. Whether you sin or just alone in the dark, I'm fine, out of my mind, just working the daily grind. Running out of time, impatient to stay in line. Hard to mind your biz when kids get in the business. Get up out my way, get docked just like the pigeons. They gonna shoot us anyway for thinking we robbed the store. What they gonna do, we got jobs and we not poor. They lock us up anyways for smoking a nickel joint. Protect and serve, they not knowing the make a point. 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 They got a gun and they're ready to make a point. Christmas gifts on eBay. No gods, but we pray. No fuck what he say. Bad luck that be may. Christmas be stressful. Devil's red dress kill. No money to show love. Spent money on my drugs. Lucky if I'm paid $100 a show. It was my time to die, but someone bucked to the crows. Barely living anyways, clearly it shows. Living, taking what I'm given, but you know how it goes. Money, 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 still the root of all my darkness. Life like a mush, but I got nothing to spark. There's someone animal they shouldn't have put a Noah's Ark. The curse can come and you hear the herald hark. This another blessed hymn for her, them, and him. This for the ones who ready to sink or swim. This for all my lights who make bright out of dim. This for the ones who make thickness out of thin. I ain't tripping like I'm tipping the cow now. If I shoot, I know it ain't gon' pow-pow. You start with me, you gon' ask yourself how now. Will I get hot, or you bringing me down now? Kick verses like words from Aliyah Gandhi. Whether Babylon or Baghdad, you never bomb me. Try to live with lessons that my older peers taught me. Do everything to the fullest, don't ever be sloppy. Treat a woman like a queen, unless she acting like a fiend. Then her heart is in a spleen, she be cruel, she be mean. You need both greens and protein. If you're both mean, then Pope leave. Call them hymns, cause they made for everyone. If you mad, don't talk, go run and get a gun. Call them hymns, cause they important as God. Trying to say what matters, I'm just doing my job. I grip the mic like a preacher, grip the pulpit. I'm first aid, baby, always got a full kit. Never catch Pope as a witness of a culprit. Long as I can dodge it, I don't need all of that bullshit. I'm just here to share of my pain. When you drought, don't tell that Pope bringing rain. Some of my will to live slain, and I'm a little insane. Aggressive like, put in your nose a vein. Never petty, never vain, slightly off kilter. Rapping like I'm Fossa, but none of them got a filter. Life like a woman, and I damn near killed her. Playing with them needles, but never was I a quilter. Spish from my chest, that's what I know best. Why would I just say what's said by the rest? I write hymns for homies, people who don't know me. I write hymns for you, strangers till we cronies. This another blessed hymn for her, them, and him. This for the ones who ready to sink or swim. This for all my lights who make bright out of dim. This for the ones who make thickness out of thin. This another blessed hymn for her, them, and him. This for the ones who ready to sink or swim. This for all my lights who make bright out of dim. This for the ones who make thickness out of thin. This another blessed hymn for her, them, and him. This for the ones who ready to sink or swim. This for all my lights who make bright out of dim. This for the ones who make thickness out of thin.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Tayshawn Taylor. It is, what's the date today? My phone is not being reliable. What's the date? 24th. It is the 24th of July, right? Yeah. All right, cool. 2018. Right now, we got Tim Nyan in the building. Yes. Got Cody Pope in the building. What's we up? Got Esh. Huh?
Seti.
Got Seti in the building. Esh is in the building. We got Cliff Notes. Hey. Cliff Notes in the building. Christiana is here. And yeah, you know, this is LFOD. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. Always cool. Always cool to be here.
Of course, of course.
You know,
of course.
The world's pretty terrible, but you know, I could be better.
Oh, word. What makes you say that, man?
I mean, just look outside.
Yeah, I mean, today's a pretty nice. Today's a pretty nice day. Just in general.
I meant to say, look at the news.
Oh yeah, the news is wild. Yeah, the news is wild.
The weather,
yeah.
I mean, at least that balances out. You know what I mean? Like the news is terrible, and then it's like, hey, but look outside though. It's kind of fire, right? You know. So what you guys been up to, Tim? How you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I've literally been seeing you everywhere.
I know. I was thinking that when I walked in.
It was hilarious. Like, I just, prior to now, we've met at the Justin Clancy show.
Yep.
And I think we met at his album release as well.
Yep.
Yeah, man. And you've always been telling me about the Beats podcast that you were a part of and like how you about to get a project out.
Oh yeah man, I've been definitely working on a lot of music for sure. And some of it is self-produced for sure, so that's pretty cool. And just shot a video recently that I'm pretty proud of, so yeah.
Was it with ETS?
No. It was with the same dude though that shot that one.
Oh yeah, that was that, super dope.
Yeah, with Trevor Finney, he's dope.
Oh yeah, he's super dope. I heard he's really dope.
Yeah.
He does a lot of videos too.
Yeah.
With really, really, really big names. Apparently he did a couple of videos for a previous alumni, Cypher candidate, Joyner Lucas.
Yes,
and he shot like the recent videos that he did with Chris Brown. So I was like, wow, the dude.
Yeah, he was a part of it. And he was his photographer on his tour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. On Joyner's tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that video that you shot with him though, because I already know that's about to be leaked. You feel me?
I haven't seen the final thing, but like he's so talented, and I saw like the raw footage and the stuff he has sent me so far was really, really dope. So I'm super excited about that for sure.
I can't wait, because I really liked the last video that you did with ETS. Like,
Thank you, man. That was super dope. Yeah, I like that.
Was that all? That was also with
that was the same kid. Yeah, yeah. And like, yo, we did this one in like the same location, and like that video, we shot it in so many different places. Like, we were in Mass Apparel, we were outside, we were like at nighttime, we were in like a party scene type of thing, and like he made it all look like it was like the way he colored it and brought all the things together. So like, now that I know like that we were in the same location with the same lighting, I was like, oh, I can't even imagine what he's gonna do with this. So
yeah. So it's just kind of like, you know, one-upping basically what you've already done.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what I always try to do.
Nah, it's heat. That's heat.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that, fam. I can't wait to see that.
Me too.
How you been, Cody?
I'm good, man. How you been?
I've been hanging out. What you been up to these days, man?
Man, I've been recording a lot of music, getting a lot of stuff in the vault right now, and I'm hoping like this fall I'm going to start dropping some new music, and I'm going to get back to doing some shows. That's really it, man. You know, I just needed to take some time and get some music done. I was doing so many shows for a while. You know, I did like almost like 200 something shows like in a super quick like span of time, and it was just like real crazy. So I just like kind of fell off and like stayed in the studio, and now I'm sitting on a ton of music and I'm just like rearing to get it out.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about, how you think about releasing it?
So we have a couple singles that we're gonna do, like a couple videos that we've been working on. I have like a EP and then a mixtape, and then I'm also trying to do like a proper studio album, because I've never really done like a formal album. So that's kind of been like the big thing I'm trying to like take my time with now, is like do that for hopefully next year or the year after or whatever, and keep feeding them all this other stuff until then.
Oh no, of course, man. That sounds like a plan. I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat in that regard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't done a studio album yet. People have been like, yeah, where's the album, man? Where's the album? I'm like, Well, yeah, at this point everybody is like, yo, you have no excuse now. You producing now, bro. So you have to drop the album now, man. You have to do it now, dude. You have to do it now, man. I'm like, all right, cool. But it's cool. I'm passionate about it. That's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But in regards to like you, like honestly, like it must be crazy to have a whole bunch of music to just sit on and then just be like, damn. Like,
yeah, it's
what
cool
kind of
though.
Stuff do I?
It's a cool feeling, because you know, when I like got into rapping, it was one of those things where like, much like many rappers, as soon as I like finished something, I was like, oh man, how can I put this out? Like, it's ready to go. And now I like have all these songs, and it's like, it's, I feel like a chess player being like, well, this one can go here. Like, and it's like, it's just like a way different thing. And I like never gave myself the ability to do that before. So now I feel like it's like, well, you know, you got to try different things to get different results.
Oh no, of course. Like, sometimes you just kind of just take videos of like yourself, like, not, I don't mean like selfie videos, I mean like just straight up videos of you just walking around, just like, you know, flexing, just like, oh yeah, I got bars,
right.
And then it's just like, yeah, coming soon, boom boom boom, and then like it just repeats and everybody's like, wow, I gotta watch that again, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I learned a lot from Instagram, so I feel like
no,
I feel like that'll help. in regards to just being somebody that just raps.
Yeah.
Just honest, because that's pretty much what people come to see. They just will be like, hey, you know, like, he's really cool. Like, I just want to see him rap. Like, I want to see it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's weird. People listen with their eyes nowadays. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they when they see something, they're like, oh, yeah, like, it sounds good. When they see something look good, it sounds good. It's like smelling the food or, like, just seeing the food before you actually smell it and before you actually eat it. You know what I mean? Like, if it looks good, then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, like, this is probably going to be good, even if it's going to be, like, terrible. You know what I mean? Like, but at the end of the day, it's just, like, when you look good, like, and especially since you, in your case, like, since you sound good already, like,
thank you, man.
Yeah, it's just gonna be easy. You know what I mean? You just gotta find that visual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Well, follow me on Instagram. now that we stressed how important that is, at Cody Pope HC.
Of course, man. Facebook, Instagram, yo, Twitter, man, yo, Snappy, yeah, yo, Snappy Chat,
all the same.
It's all the same. It's all.
Yeah, I'm not on Snapchat though.
Oh,
I didn't make that conversion.
Oh yeah, I feel you. I used to be reckless on Snapchat.
I feel like I don't think I have much to offer the Snapchat community. You know, that's not already, like, being provided by other, like, stoner anime girls or whatever. Yeah.
Nah, legit, as long as you exist, you always got something to provide for Snapchat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's pretty much how I see it. Mm. Said he's been writing in that book mm-hmm. for a minute. What you writing, dog?
My rhyme, of course.
Oh, wait, what? You're doing it now?
Well, I have one that I wrote, and then I like to write a little something when I come in.
You know.
And shout out the fellow fellas and fellettes.
Fellettes.
That's right.
Women,
you can follow me
too?
Home.
What?
What? You know?
Are you making dinner if people follow you home?
Fuck yeah, man. Oh, excuse me. I'm making you know, Uncle Sam's not here, so I'm not used to I'm just getting used to things. So if I mess up, please don't but yeah, I'll make you some whole grain rice and vegetables if anybody wants to come on over.
Dang, everybody's like pescatarian now.
No, not at all. I just when I'm home I eat real healthy, and when I'm out, you know, I just kind of eat microphones and various other meats.
I mean, you know, you cannot eat meat and not be a vegan at the same time.
Wait, what? It's
untrue.
Oh, right, because there could be...
No, I said pescatarian. Pescatarians eat fish and all that.
There could be meats in some of the foods that we eat that don't look like vegetables but aren't quite meat, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, if you're dating a guy and he's not a vegetarian, then you're certainly not vegan, right? Am I right?
Right.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know, man.
What you put in your body comes out of your body. That's basically what I was saying, but...
True that. Oh, yeah.
Come out of your body and come down and see me at the Freestyle Clinic. You know, I don't really get around to shows that much these days. Haven't been performing that much. Recording an album, you know, forever and ever. I probably have 2 albums now that I haven't put out.
And why is that?
I'm not really, you know... So you make songs and you make songs and you have all these songs and stuff, but then I always want to have the consistency too if I'm doing a full project. So,
mm-hmm.
And I guess being a perfectionist and being a musician and a creationist, kind of that sometimes can get in the way of just letting the music out and allowing it to be out.
Yeah.
You know, and then you hear so many stories about how you should let it out, when you should let it out, and why, and, you know, your brand and all this stuff. I would just say to any artist, just build your natural artist self, and it'll become your brand, and, you know, and you know, just strive toward that, the greatest artist you can be, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you're doing that pretty well, man.
That's all I try to do, man.
Of course.
That's all I do.
Like, my man's got the rhyme book already. Like, he's ready. You feel me? You got a cipher, and he's just like, oh, yeah. Like, let me write a couple bars until after the cipher. You know what I mean?
Well, I get inspired. I also get inspired listening to everybody else, which is one of the reasons why I love the cipher, which is why Uncle Sam's always inviting me back to the alumni cipher, because he knows I love it. I get inspired off everybody else, whether it's the freestyles or the writtens, you know?
Oh, no, of course. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's just kind of doing the same thing. Everybody has their own story. So then it's like when you hear somebody else kind of rapping, you're just like, mm-hmm. Oh, man. Like, like, here's the deal. Being a rapper and then being a radio host at the same time, it puts me at, like, such a, like, it gives me, like, I'm not even sure if I can say this, but it gives me, like, a heavy sense of, like, blue balls. Like, it's just, like, I want to rap so bad. And I'm just, like, I can't because it's not my time right now. It's, like, I got to let them rap. Come on, man. But it's
You're
crazy.
You're not going to rap tonight?
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I cannot rap tonight. I cannot rap. We can rap after this, but I cannot rap tonight, sadly. I've already been on a cypher. I already been on one of the cyphers. So
true that. I think I was with you.
Nah, like one of the recent cyphers of this year. Yeah, okay. Man.
Yeah, I definitely was on one with you.
Yeah.
Last year, maybe.
It was definitely last year. It was when it was me, Mr. Fritz, you, Seti, and who else was there?
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, I don't know. That was kind of like a blur. It feels like so long ago though. But like, yeah, that night was crazy. But
yeah, I think this is my third one, which is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because almost every time I go, I'm not gonna do that. and then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do it.
You know what I mean? You better, dog. It's amazing.
No, it's not even like that. I'm just like, man, now I gotta write a verse and stuff.
Same.
I'm always excited
now
to write.
Try
the
to
verse.
Memorize that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's about the memorization of that verse.
Yeah, it's about a bunch of things.
Oh,
it's about me being lazy, mostly.
Oh.
Honestly.
I feel that. How you been, Cliff?
You know, I'm just here, chilling. How you doing, man?
I can't even see Cliff.
I
this
can feel
giant,
you, though. Yeah, I can. You're in the room.
Got this Donald Trump monitor, like, in front of us, you feel me?
Oh, wow. Just the wall.
Yeah, it's the big wall.
Yeah, but I'm good, man. Trying to stay busy, trying to stay healthy.
Oh, no, of course. I've been noticing that you've had a lot of house parties as of late.
Yeah, we like to throw some parties. We like to, you know, get a little wavy.
And I really like that.
Let me say, it's really important for people to start throwing more house parties and backyard parties, because if you notice, the only options we have for music, if you want to, you know, make some live music, you got to be in a bar, you have to be around alcohol, you have to be at a venue.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very restrictive, and that's where this state doesn't really encourage artistic growth, because all the artistic growth and all the music is centered around the next bar, the next venue, the next drink, the next promoter. It's not ideal. Yeah. You know, it has nothing to do with music. And then the people that own those venues, right, they have to pay for their entertainment. So you might walk into the perfect venue to play, and they just don't have an entertainment license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as far as, like, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about what's wrong with Massachusetts, I really think the root of it comes from legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt Cliff Notes.
No, that's
house parties.
That's about all. That's the reason why I threw it. That's like the reason why I wanted to do it. I mean, selfishly, it was like I wanted a stage for myself, and then I was like, I also want like a bunch of people to be here with me too.
Right.
And we started throwing them in my apartment. Then we moved to the White House in JP. And now we're into new and bigger and better things. We're like, people are starting to support. Our people have been supporting us since day one. It's been amazing. It's been we threw our 11th one as the Bands Fest after party, which was amazing.
I felt so sad that I couldn't go.
It's all right. We're gonna have more.
Honestly, I've been.
I want to do another one, by the way. It's not so cold.
Yeah,
Ashton. Can't feel my
hands. Was that New Year's?
Yeah.
Ashton New Year's with us. And people still came out, but the boiler had broke.
Oh, man.
So we were just in the basement, crowded, and, you know, Ash was banging on his drums, telling ghost stories. It was amazing.
Wait, simultaneously?
No, that's what Ash's shows are like.
Yeah,
like, but yeah.
Gather around the campfire.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy, because it's just like, you're like telling a scary story. It's like, yeah. It starts off with a man who wears a cat mask. Boom, boom.
First he releases the
It starts
the
off
house.
With a man who chose to be a rapper.
Boom, boom.
That's it. That's the whole ghost story. That's the whole scary story.
Whoops.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, did I not ask you about Bands Fest yet?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we've gotten a chance to talk about Bands Fest yet.
Yeah, I saw you at BAMS Fest.
That was amazing. That was a very fun time.
And, like, you was, like, huge on BAMS Fest.
I'm, like, 6'7" in real
yeah,
life.
Yeah, man. I'm just, like, yeah, I was just, it was hilarious, because I'm just, like, wow, Cliff Notes is really tall. Like, I'm just like, wow, like is that how tall people look when they actually perform on, like, really, really big stages? Because I was just looking. I was like, wow, Cliff is really, like...
There's a lot of times where I'll watch, like, videos of me, like, on stage after, and I'm like, wow, I'm going to, like, break all my knees at some point. It's like something bad is going to happen, and you all are going to witness it as you guys continue to watch each other. So
I was actually talking to Di, who plays bass, yeah. And she was like, yeah, Cliff's like two of me. Like, if she stood on her own shoulders, it would be about your height.
Yeah, she literally is. Like, she's like literally half my size.
Shout out Di, by the way. Good bassist. Good
person. Amazing bassist. Plays bass with Oompa, sings background vocals with me sometimes. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's been on my last two projects.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, setting off... both records too.
Yeah, she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah,
it's crazy because I was actually about to ask you if that was the first festival that you performed at, but now I was like, nah, like I saw you at Somerville, and we was also at a
hip hop fest.
Yes.
Yeah, that was like last year.
That was like 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, because we performed it last year too, and we performed this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also did Harpoon Fest this year too. A whole other kind of madness.
How was that, man?
It was interesting. A lot of people thought I was Future, which was really nice. It was really annoying. So I was like, all right, when I get on this stage, I'm gonna show you guys I'm not Future. Watch this.
Yo, it would have been I really wanted you to do? I wanted you to pretend to be Future and then take like selfie videos and then just do that. Not because somebody did that at Braintree Mall. There was a guy, he looked like Tory Lanez, so he pretended that he was Tory Lanez, and literally the entire mall shut down.
That's hilarious.
Because everybody thought he was Tory Lanez. And it was like, yo, can I get a picture with you? Can I get a picture with you? And he shot like a whole video about it. Damn. And it was hilarious. I was like, wow, like,
yeah, I think I just have too much pride.
He's like, no, I'm not.
You could have convinced every like bro that was there.
It was all bros. Like, yeah, man, it was Harpoon Fest.
I mean, I've never played Harpoon Fest, so I can say this. That's like the worst crowd ever. those people are the worst.
Yeah, and then there's like literally thousands of them, just like all. It's like they made a clone.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly.
They got them all drunk at the same time.
All like aggressively drunk. Dude.
Wow. Yeah. So that's a crowd though.
Yeah, whatever. They showed a lot of love, so much love. They were like grabbing my legs on stage.
wait. Like they were literally grabbing your legs.
Yeah, they were grabbing my legs and they were like trying to get my hat. It was like, wow.
But they really wanted your sweat, bro.
It was like Get Out almost.
Wow.
They were just trying to steal me.
Trying to steal your ankles.
Trying to steal this height that I had that I don't need anymore.
But fam, they were trying to steal your hat. So they were trying to literally steal your DNA.
Yeah.
They were like, yo, I'm trying to get his hat. Like, I got his hat. That's actually wild. Like, people actually go to shows just so they can get souvenirs like that. Yeah. Like, they'll literally just start grabbing your ankles and your hats and be like, look what I got. Look at this. I got his hat. This and that. And it's like, bruh.
Yeah, I think Tim and I were talking about this earlier, about just, like, getting to this level of fame. It's, like, kind of, like, grotesque. Yeah. And it's, like, you don't really get to be a human anymore. And I'm in no means at that level. But I'm, like, I'm kind of terrified of ever getting to that level. Because it's kind of dehumanizing.
Yeah.
You got to be
I'm pretty gross without the fame, honestly.
Like, yeah. Honestly, like, what would you do? Like, Cody, what would you do if you just got, like, an insane amount of fame? Like, literally, like, people just stopped and, like, chased you down the street type stuff. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know, man. Honestly, like, I feel like I look at people like Seinfeld, and Seinfeld is always, like, stopping to take pictures with people. And, like, I've seen him with, like, on, like, shows and stuff. He'll be with, like, other celebrities, and they'll be like, why do you, like, stop and take pictures with all these people? He's like, why not? He's like, how hard is it?
Yeah.
And I feel like I would be, like, that person, but I don't know. I might be, like, some crazy, like, I might have a machine gun at my fence or something. Paparazzis. So it's hard to tell. I would like to think that I would be cool, though.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle that.
I don't, you know, I don't really have the best mug, so if you're asking for a picture with me, I'm obliged.
I'd have to disagree.
Nah, you handsome, fam. You handsome. It's handsome gang. Everybody's handsome in here. You feel me?
If I got stupid famous and people were chasing Seti down the street, what I would do is I would just take advantage and extort the crap out of that for as long as I could, preserve my image, and quietly just kind of fade away like the rest of these cats, but invest.
Yeah.
Invest in stuff. Probably invest in a lot of music stuff, jam spaces, and property.
Honestly, I would probably be the type to just, like, you know, take pictures with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, I'll have, like, a day where I just go Pokemon hunting with fans.
If you're so famous, you got to have one of those Pope mobiles.
That's what I'm saying. Like, actually, no, I'm going to ride
around. This guy doesn't ride the Pope mobile, huh?
Like, think about it. Think about it. Like, the best idea that I feel like anybody could ever have is to be like, yo, I'm going Pokemon hunting. Who's riding with me? I guarantee if there's at least one person, they will never forget that for the rest of their lives. They'll be like 75 years old. They'll be like, yo, you remember that guy, Tayshaun Taylor? Or you remember that guy, Tim Nine? You remember that guy, Cody Pope? He was super, super famous, right? Before
he was a radio show together.
Huh? Yeah. It's like, nah, it's not like that. It's like, yeah, like, we went Pokemon hunting together. You know what I mean? Like, they'll just mention it to their grandchildren. They'll be like, well, I'm like, and by that time, they'll probably be like, yo, like, what's Pokemon? I hope Pokemon doesn't die, actually
be,
I swear.
They'll be, like, real by then.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have, like, genetically engineered Pikachu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people got Pikachu pets in the future.
Nah, they will never. That will never happen. Pokemon will never happen in real life. Because here's the deal: people do that with chickens, and it's illegal. So they're not gonna do that.
Everybody obeys the law. Forever,
yeah,
that's
like
for sure.
Nah, but I'm letting you know right now they're not gonna let that happen. People do that with like.
Nah, there'd be too much joy in the world if you got a Squirtle. Mm-hmm. If you got a Squirtle running around,
that is. I forgot what the name of that crime is though.
What? To genetically engineer stuff?
No. To make basically like your pets fight other people's pets.
Oh, that's no.
Wasn't that like named after Mike Vick or something?
No, he got in trouble for that.
Oh,
like he got in huge trouble for that. Like that basically ruined his career. But I'm saying like it's under some form of animal cruelty to like make your pets fight like other people's pets. And I feel like Pokemon was like kind of like a glorified version of that because it's like, oh yeah, it's virtual. It's like not that. But I'm like, yeah, if it ever comes to the point where it's like, oh yeah, like we can actually genetically like, you know, form actual Pokemon, fam. that is going against the law and a whole lot of crazy stuff is going to happen.
That'll be like the first time I get into it.
Really?
Like all my life I've been like, I don't know what Pokemon is. I don't really get it.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna get a real Pokemon. I'll be like, I'm into it. And everybody be like, oh, that's whack now. Now that Pokemon are real and not digital, it's like, whack, get out of here.
Nah, fam.
I'll be like, nah, it's cool.
Yeah, but we gonna take like a 10-minute break. We gonna get everybody prepared for this alumni cipher.
What? That's what we're doing?
Yes.
No, oh, shit.
I thought this was a podcast.
Nah, y'all gotta bring the bars, fam. Y'all know why you here. Y'all know why you here.
Yeah, we talking about Instagram, right?
Yeah. Nah, we was here to talk about
for
Instagram.
Image, that's why we're here.
We're going to take a picture and then...
We're talking about the political correctness of Pokemon fighting.
Yes. That's what we're doing. We're doing a lot of stuff right now, you know what I mean? Like, but at the end of the day, I hope everybody has their energy up because now we're going to take like a little 10-minute break. We're going to play some tunes. Then we're going to jump into this alumni cipher. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Fill a messy room, the smoke alarm's broken. It smells like an ashtray up in her crib. But
She thinks she's managing, and when she's in a tough spot, she'll call her grandparents up for dough to moneygram the a vanishing act, cause when she gets the cash, there's no telling where she's going or when she's gonna be back. Cocaine in the morning, that's the breakfast of champions. Ain't no one coming over, cause all her friends are inanimate. And all she needs is a needle and spoon and a prepaid phone to call that dude to come through and give her some of that magic stuff. She just wants to find her honor in a bag of drugs, looking for love in all the wrong places. Good girl gone bad in a world gone mad. Let's go.
Don't call, don't text my phone, cause I don't know when I'll be back. I'm gone. Been gone for so damn long, I couldn't tell you where I'm at. I'm gone. One day I'ma close my eyes and learn to fly. So gone. One day I'ma close my eyes and learn to fly. Shame in your game, do your thing, baby girl, do your thing, now.
She the type to drive with no seatbelt on, just for the fuck of it, knowing that she'll die if she crashes, but loves the rush of it. When she was younger, she would cut her wrist, but now she's haunted some other shit. Just trying to fill the void with all these different dudes. They hit it for a week or two and then give her the deuce. She's young and confused with nothing to lose. Can't remember the name, just they shoes and tattoos. Damn, you ain't gonna find love like that, baby. You ain't ever gonna find love like that, no. I know mama didn't raise no fool, but every time you trip, you fall for it, fall for it. She got pain she can't cover with cover up. Crying tears she can't conceal with concealer. No matter how many Victoria's Secret bras and panties she owns, they won't ever take away them feelings. So don't call,
don't text my phone, cause I don't know when I'll be back.
Malcolm Little, do we have a problem? I said, do we? Malcolm in the middle. Yeah, war with a giant. All your shots make me tickle. Gut punch lines making rainbows. Bag of Skittles, rolling on my eyes. I see these dudes watching me. Popeyes with the spinach. DZ with the collard greens. Trying to live proof like I take shots of Hennessy. I'm trying to get a little extra on my bread. Sesame.
Click, clack, bang. That's the sound you hear when you see me. Even if I got the cake, I'll take yours cause I'm greedy. I'll take yours cause I'm needy. I'll take your chick, she gon' feed me, cause she know I got the flow, like the water that falls in Fiji, it's easy. If you ain't bout drama, don't act up. You act ratchet and then act passive, I act tough. You constipated rappers are always so gassed up, till I air you dudes out and tell you your rap suck. What?
You could try to make me flinch. Matt Barnes, Don DC racing with the best, I'm in NASCAR. Keep it low key though. Add a R, axe to his chest, that thorax with your trash bars, no one touching us. First piece of bread, huh? Death upon this beat, I'ma hurt grief instead. You gon' hurt me, my friend, don't get hurt in the attempt. What? Captain Kirk, no bulls, look. look behind Ricky. Dead.
Man, we in the cut, watch the way we operate. Prepare to get folded, if you came in with no cards to play. I'm with the Don DZ, we poppin' like Coca-Cola. Cause we spit raw, your talk is outdated like Motorola. See, I ain't got patience, peasant, the style done came from heaven. Gave them biscuits for the chicken, went back and I gave them seconds. You make hits, we make legendary music in seconds. You ain't poppin', you like Father's Day, we know you ain't came with presents.
I'm a case, watch this case transform to an auto box. I got drive. Your ambition still at the auto shop. I'm not a hype beast. I see something I like, then auto cuff. I'm a hot boy who's not a hot boy. I get auto bop. Piranha rappers, watch I drop some stuff. It's for sure they bite. Clean up your insides and visions. Organize, get it? Organ, eyes, body parts in sight. Your body parts disguised as weapon used by mine. DZ.
Till I looked inside of eye for errors. If my eyes were clearer, I would have been had that McLaren. They say the vision where the money come. Oh, they say the hood is where the money go. Slow. They say the world is just money this, money that. Tell me this, how you gon' fix it when your mommy broke? They tryna keep her off of social security, cause they don't wanna see her shine and go buy nice jewelry. Now I think about it, I see why my night's so blurry. When it's hit after hit, cause what I write so curry. And if she knew my money short, she might grow worried. Then tell me get her purse like, oh, Miss Pearly. Ha! Thanks a lot, so grateful for the cheese, so I can stunt on my haters like, take a look at me.
I know, say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know, no. Ooh. I know, say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know, no.
And this for everybody in my damn business. Nosy X, can I at least get a witness? Can I get a chick with some beautiful fitness to have me a big girl? I think you the shit, cuz just so shallow, got me all on the deep end tweaking like is we hanging out next weekend. No, and once we fuck you go, you on your way back home. I'm on my way to the top, but y'all sleeping. So many questions unanswered, like is it the air in the hood causing asthma and cancer? And why my nephew six with bronchitis, can't touch the air that kill us yet, still gotta fight it. And white man up in a suit and tie smiling, and black boy up in the ER crying. Thanks a lot, so grateful for the cheese. The impose on these fakes, like take a look at these.
Ooh, I know, say I don't really know.
I don't need your honey. I don't need your love.
You are now tuned in to the fourth annual LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. So every July, we invite back our guests to rhyme live on the air so they can spit some bars, some heat. And tonight, we are joined by Tim Nine, Cody Pope, Esh, and Cliff Notes, and Seti. And basically, all of them have podcasts with us. Every single one of them have interviews with us. And you can hear all of those on iTunes at LFOD Radio on iTunes. Yeah, like I said. And LFODradio.com. So tonight's beat was produced by T-Check. And shout out to the club, the Beat Club Podcast, for, you know, hooking us up with that five. And shout out to T-Check for this beat. All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Contestants, are y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I keep burping.
All right, thing. Let's get it popping. We just going.
I say, let's do a popcorn style. Whoever goes in, goes in. Okay.
Yo, peace to LFOD and all my friends that OD'd. Respected and lonely, dangerous and low-key. And OGs with the crow's feet. Ride or dies or fair weather friends ghosting. Snakes in your circle, never let them get too cozy. If confronted, hold your position like a yogi. Mostly rappers nowadays are softer than some mochi. My shit is like a baggie of that sugar Shane Mosley that your boys are always sniffing like they stop to smell the posies. Posers, I'm Iggy, Lou Reed, and Blowy. Off a Bowie knife while openers blow me. 100% genuine, ride the pony. Skin tone approximately Mono Ginobili. Preferred Lisa Lisa over Tony. I speak in animal tongue just like Mowgli. I'm done, you can go ahead and hit that flame emoji.
Hey.
Yeah, why not?
So if they saw me on stage, it's like an alter ego. Clark Kent out the booth, I'm a superhero. But when I'm in that suit and tie, man, that's all they see though. Yeah, little did they know, I've been fighting evil. They said I'm shy, I should probably try to speak more. But on the D-Lo, I'm a star like CeeLo. But back when I was rapping, man, like in Goody Mob. Hey, and just because I'm white, they wouldn't kill me with my hoodie on. So to me, this whole damn system looking wrong. We can't rely on the law, dog, we look to God. We live on air, I can't swear, F a crooked cop. Gotta do something, man, I can't take more. Cause these cops killing people can't pay for it. Gotta vote, gotta hope, we gotta pray for it. I'm off it, man, that's all I really gotta say for it.
Yeah. Alright. I'm over here feeling lifted, the weed just gets me hot. The music is for my spirit. If you can listen, you can hear it. And bring it back to kicking raps and fitted caps and starter jacks. Got it, Jack. Pops kicked my ass, told me get it back. Best believe I got it without a dollar in my wallet. Just some quarters in my pocket. What I spit now makes sense, and I told you I would call it. Mr. Wooden amount to nothing, about to up and get his doctorate. Still ain't gaining if I ain't lost it. Still eating with the same people that I starve with. Mentality ain't boxed in, cause I ain't have a box spring. Just a mattress and a heart, couple SpongeBob things. Told me take me where you want, just don't take me for granted. If you take me to the top, we'll just say that's how we planned it. And I'm in love with a life that I probably never dream of. And middle fingers in pockets to the one who never needed us. Yeah.
About snapbacks and dad hats, I'm more Mad Max, that's facts. Don't ask Jack, just ask me. When you come through, you gon' hear the crowd preach, speak everything that I do up on the gospel. The words I spit, they give you home like a hostel. These things I'm doing, they making me feel scary. But I be living every day of life feeling like Carrie. So what I'm supposed to do, not commit the harikari. But I'm trying to do that while I be driving in my car seat. I got some problems, got some issues that I'm trying to fix. So I do rapping and that really helps the Knicks.
Help it out now, gotta help it out now.
Help him out now, we gotta help him out now. I can feel the mic and you can feel my presence. Hopefully by the end of it you can feel my essence. I paid my dues and bought myself another month. Then there was a false flag episode cover up. I hang with hungry mutts looking for the lovely bus. Hang a rapper by his ball sack, call him bunchy nuts. I'm calling home to every one of you fallen souls. They would rather see us all in rows. I eat only where knowledge grows. Dead that ring around the collarbone, bull-ish. If I was grind mode, they'd call me General Wolf-ish. Act the victim and the culprit. Your father was the milkman, your mother couldn't help it. Whenever I do things for myself, they call me selfish. Brought so much heat once some of the ice melted. If Jesus was a hell of a guy, I contradict my rhymes, then they probably telling you lies. People listen to the internet and traffic lights. If it's my last night, I'll see you in the afterlife. They told me live free and never OD, and that's the past tense. But I'ma kill this lyrical passion in Uncle Sam's absence. See the thick smoke, I'm flowing with long stories and paragraphs I made up out of little cliff notes. Pray tell my old self, but I'm almighty like Ray L. If hip hop is the mood, I'm the only hope. Try to tow my rope and I'll grow you bigger than Cody Pope. It's the blue room with the blue balls. If I don't start the cipher, then they get all of the microphone blue balls. I'm a lion behind enemy lines, trying to save Private Ryan, played by Tim Nyan. And I go from the dope mobile to the Pope mobile. Hitch a ride back to Raytheon, peep the newest Pokemon. My entire pedigree's advanced. They call it metafied. I'm genetically enhanced. SETI Zoo Freestyle Clinic.
Hey, hey, hey. You want to keep going? Because we got time. We got time, man.
Yeah.
Keep going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Can LFOD. Turn the beat up
in my headphones?
Course.
Yeah, there's like no beat. What's up?
Hey, there it is.
There we go.
Yo. Oh, now I feel it. Do you guys feel it?
Yeah.
Yo. They told me keep my head up when I'm speaking to my elders. Said I could get a lot of money if I decide to sell drugs. I'm trying to see heaven's gates because I've seen what hell does. And I'm living for a legacy, I give a damn what you tell us. So sell us the dreams that you want to. Just know that we all ain't suckers and I tried to warn you. When you come a little closer and I'll have to scorn you. And by the nighttime, your whole squad will mourn you. And I'm not the normal, I'm kinda irregular. Try to date religion and then cheating with secular. But well aware that a higher power, I get the best here and I'll never know the truth till my heart starts beating in my chest. And bruh, I can never be next to one who ain't as qualified as I, cause I feel inspired every time that I rhyme. It deserves desire or really big choir life. Yeah.
Oh yeah, again and again. Give it an A plus, thumbs up, 10 out of 10. 5-star rating, tell a friend that it's the cream of the crop. Yeah, it's the creme de la creme, that's my advice. Let me give you some more though. Avoid circle jerking at the local award show. Bad news for humanity, Morbo. That's only gonna leave you disappointed like Sorbo. My press kit written in glyphs. It might be hard to decipher, but it stick to the ribs. Hit where you live. Occult transmission is thick and gets a cult started lickety-split. I never asked for a chance to hang 10 on a coattail or bought the propaganda that was sold to me wholesale. Rhyming to a dial tone alone in a hotel. Disturbed when I heard a click and the phone failed. I'm gonna say that last word. Say L-F-O-D.
L-F-O-D.
I say L-F-O-D.
L-F-O-D.
I wanna live free or die. Who got the next rhyme?
Yo, he asking who got the next rhyme. So I be asking all the listeners who got time. So check, I'm about to come through with the method. I'm about to bring what I can bring and step up, step quick. See, they tell you to go off the top. So I be going off the mental and I'm giving a lot. I'm just trying to use my muscles and flex and do a little bit. You know I gotta be sensitive, can't even take. See, you gotta cut out the curse. Cause what's worse? You gotta write, remember a verse. Or just do it off the flow. Do it off the free. Do whatever, peace, Mr. P.O.E. Preach.
Check 1, 2. Yeah. Oh, the mic malfunction. Come on, the mic malfunction. It's hot in here. It feels like a misty sauna. We got Tay-Tay and Christiana. Yo. This be the honor, the honorable SETI coming on ya. civil civilians, we can have different opinions in the same dominions. Our friendship is in no way contingent on non-infringement offensive penmanship for membership, as long as the premise is evident that we make the end of it. It's only strengthened by long intensive embellishments, building the core connections in this court attention. I was born to question and retort to death until the forces met with aforementioned requirements, tolerance, patience, or violence. But people are cheering, a young man was brutally murdered, unknown and soon to be heard of. Effort, grab the Louis Vuitton, keep the luggage, another musician burned to death like a piece of rubbish, killed, filmed. Now the only question is, to whom do we promise this future if it's soon to be lawless? Cheer regardless for boondockonomics, while targeted trash humans are shot at like comics. Big was 25 when he was polished. L. Pac, somebody thought they should be harnessed. Each a misogynist by today's standards. Naturally, it's obvious they probably would have grown to be something better. We'll never know, though. I changed. You changed. Woo is the new yo. What if it learns pain is imperative? Disdain for the mentally unequipped is highly evident. The backstory is irrelevant unless we agree that the benefits can far outweigh the negative. Popular sentences, a man was killed in Lowell last night, nobody mentioned it. Yo, I'll rhyme you, I'll wit you, I'll spit you. The only thing I can't do is outbitch you, so out with you. Big dude, making big moves like I'm Big Lou, going through everything that I did do. Yo, don't look at me like Igor, I'm breaking through the door, blasting open with my backpack of C4. Oh, you wanna see more? Seti Zoo, catch me at the freestyle clinic where we stay raw. Remain raw, remain raw, remain raw.
You want me to rap? Oh my gosh. All right, fine. Someone hold this thing.
I got you.
Hey, fine. All right, let me go back.
Bringing it back.
These guys really want me to rap. All right, cool.
Can I do my first verse again? I messed it up.
All right, go ahead. After this. See?
I never thought I'd see the day I touched the sun. I came back saturated while multiplying my funds. Who's the one, homie? He is I and I am him. Roger waves, you still ain't safe from Leviathans. Try again, dude. I look with 2020 vision, get a grip. It's LFOD, we on a mission. See, they try to see us struggle, use our pain as percentage, but I'm just taking advantage of what they misrepresented. The real gon' always come from yourself, but they don't understand. I always play the hands I was dealt. Gambit ain't bluffing, her ex-man say that I'm lame, but I'm more like the professor. Without legs, I still move, cause my train of thought's always running, man. That's how it is, I let them hate, practice what I demonstrate. And if my name in their mouth, that just means they got expensive taste. So I just penetrate, move and never hesitate, cause I've been down so long, so my only option is elevate. Hey, y'all requested that, right?
Yeah. Alright, go ahead, Ash.
Nah, I got nothing else.
Oh, nobody got no more bars?
I get a couple more verses.
I got album bars.
Yeah. No, yo. That wasn't me, woman.
Uh-huh, I'm on the track when I pass it. I'ma hit you with some classics. I'd say some curse words, but you know that's sick for this type of environment. When I'm on and I'm just trying new-ish, freestyling it, I'll switch back to some old classics like I said before, and I'll get inside of your head some more. It's K9, standing over the cliff quick, watch the way you spit this. Ridiculous when I rip this, I'm LFOD materialistic. Quick to pick up where I left off. Jetpack takeoff, hoverboard, I'm back to the future. Shaking. That was a sick joke. This smoke, leave your wrist open. Hold on, too many cats are missing the message, thinking it's all about one thing or another and straight stressing. I'm trying to tell you, let yourself go. Go ahead and stick to that like Velcro.
So that was the 2018 fourth annual LFOD Cypher. Clap it up for yourselves. That was super, super dope. So we're gonna get right back into this. Some music. This has been LFOD Radio. It's been super, super dope. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Word up. Thank you very much. Shout out to Uncle Sam.
Shout out to Uncle Sam. He has not been present, but this is going to be super dope when it drops. I already feel it.
Hey.
Great job, everybody. All right. I'll see y'all later. Good night. It has been LFOD.
Radio. Ooh.
I gotta use the bathroom real bad.
Looking for the pieces that feel buried and locked away. You trace it but can't color and shape. You try to escape it, you need to accept it. Beauty is not just skin, it comes from deep within the soul. Deep down in your root, you just let yourself know. You're worthy, not cocky, you love yourself. And that's not a problem. When you treat yourself, you'll know the feeling, the self-love feeling. When you treat yourself, you'll know the feeling, the self-love feeling. We all have issues, you can only check them if you address them. Physical appearance is only the surface that your mind explores into what the eyes can't see. The hands can't touch and the mouth can't speak. Get lost with the energies. Emit your own energy. Emit your own energy. Self-love feeling. The self-love, the self-love feeling.
This is WMFO in Medford, Sky Bar here. It's a little bit, it's a couple minutes before my show time, so I'm just prepping stuff here, but at 8 o'clock, we'll be ready to roll. Don't worry about that. But I'm just getting some things in order. I got Chris Pratt of Duck and Cover coming in. I think he might be bringing some band members with him as well. So he's got a new CD out. It's called Rob Them Blind. We'll be playing actually a lot of tunes. I'm planning on playing like probably 6 of the 8 songs we'll probably be playing off of that. And he should be here by, I would say, 8:10 is what he told me. So we should be good to go. But right now I'm going to play some older music. It's a band called Social Distortion that I like a lot. I'll play a little Social D. I'll be back in about roughly 10 minutes and talk to you all. And hopefully we'll have Chris Pratt and company from Duck and Cover here. But right now, this is Social Distortion.